welcome, welcome one and all. If you would stand, we are extremely glad you're here tonight. We've gathered for a very simple service. Hopefully the music will be familiar to all. And we want to celebrate Jesus Christ. And so we gather to worship Him. Let me pray for us and read a brief scripture, call to worship, and then we will lift our voice in song. Let me pray for us. Our Father, we praise You and we thank You that You have seen fit in Your mercy and Your wisdom to bring us to this point tonight where we are gathered together to worship Jesus Christ. There was given a child, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And we, Lord, need to see You clearly tonight. We pray that Your work, Your ministry among us would be clearly seen. We pray that You, by the power of Your Spirit, would draw us into closer fellowship with You. And, Lord, cause us to be filled with joy as we understand more clearly the Christmas message. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The psalmist says, "Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the company of the upright in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord. Oh, come, all ye faithful. Worship Him."
Thank you.
you will remain standing. We have a presentation now of the Christmas story in Scripture and song. And so for the next couple of songs, if you feel the need to sit down, please feel free. You're not required to stay standing. But just for a brief time, we're going to walk through the wonder of Jesus Christ, God become flesh.
Isaiah 9, verses 2, 3, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
What manner of child is this that was born to save us from our sin, that the government would be on his shoulders? His name would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father.
What child is this?
Chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, Do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
He was called Jesus, and he is Emmanuel, God with us. If you will, the familiar tune and familiar verses for Away in a Manger, but then the third and fourth verse take on God's perspective as we pull from How Firm a Foundation. And then the fifth verse is our response to Him. My Jesus, I love Thee.
Verses 11 through 19. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up these things, pondering them in her heart.
See the love of God.
Final reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 20. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Let's stand together. Over the years, this has been sung on Christmas Eve, and every year I get requests from several asking for the congregation to sing. So let's sing O Holy Night together, the two verses.
I'm going to tell a story that's going to be both to the parents and to the kids. I'm going to sit in this rocker up here, so any of the kids that want to come on up and gather around, just come on, sit around here on the floor. And while you kids are coming up to gather around the floor for this story, I know that there are a lot of the parents who check out to make sure I'm wearing the right sweater. I assure you, I'm still wearing it. It still fits. Yeah, thank you. I thought you might be interested to know that I came across an entry in the journal that my mom kept. She kept a record of everything she bought. I mean everything. And in December 1957, just before Christmas, she spent $9.41 for the yarn for this sweater. 50 years ago. And I'm still wearing it. All right. Got all the kids up here now? All right. Got a little spot over here if anybody wants to fill in. Come on, just kind of scooch in there. I want to tell you the story of Santa Claus. Now, before your parents all groan, I want you to know, do you know that Santa Claus is a real person?
Yes.
Santa Claus was older than my sweater. In fact, he lived about 1,600 years ago. That's a long time, a long way away. He lived about 300 and something in a place called Myra in Turkey, which is way over on the other side of the world. And picture now, there's a big celebration going on. Because this fella, who we think Santa Claus, his actual name was Nicholas. Now, how do you get Santa Claus out of Nicholas? Well, if you say Nicholas in Dutch, Saint Nicholas, because he was so good that people gave him, called him a saint. And because they call him Saint Nicholas in Dutch is Sinterklaas. And then when you took that into America, they just said Santa Claus. So his name was actually Nicholas. And back in 300 and something, he had been in prison for a long time. Why was he in prison? Because the emperor at that time hated Christians. His name was Diocletian. And so he put Christians in prison and treated them very bad. He even killed some Christians because they loved Jesus. And after years in prison, Nicholas was let out of prison. So it was a big celebration in Myra because Nicholas came home. And everybody was all happy and they had this big party because he came home. Now, about 13 years later, the new emperor, who lets Nicholas out of prison and who said he loved Christians, his name was Constantine, he called a big, big meeting to talk about what Jesus really was. Was Jesus really God and was he really man? You know, which is what we talk about at Christmas. And so they had this big meeting. Nicholas loved Jesus so much. He was very passionate. And so they were discussing, is Jesus really fully God? Is he fully man? And there was a fellow by the name of Arius that stood up and he said, I don't think Jesus is really fully God. You know, Nicholas got so mad, he went over and punched him in the jaw. And they put Nicholas in jail. Well, they let him out of jail. And he was really kind to people who had need. Even though he would punch out people who said the wrong things about Jesus. He was actually very kind to people who had needs. Probably the most famous story about him is about a man who had been very rich and he had three daughters and he lost all his money. Now back in those days, they had a very, very, you might think, silly custom. If you were a girl back when Nicholas lived and you wanted to get married, you had to bring a big gift to your husband. Now, you know, more than you get for Christmas, a big gift. Cost a lot of money. Probably cost more than all the presents you're going to get together tomorrow. Well, he had three daughters, and he didn't have any money for them to give to a husband to get married. He got so upset, he said, I'm going to have to kick my daughters out, and they're going to have to live on the street. Can't afford to keep them anymore. Nicholas heard about that, and he got very upset. Nicholas happened to have had very rich parents, and so when they died, they left him a good inheritance. You know, they left him a lot of money. So one night, Nicholas sneaked up to this guy's house, and he had a bag of gold from his parents' inheritance. He sneaked up and he threw the gold into the window. And the next day they found the gold and they said, great! And the first daughter got married. Yes! Well, but she had two sisters. What are they going to do? So Nicholas heard about that. And shortly after, he comes back with a second bag of gold. And he throws that in the window. Yes! Second sister's married. Now suppose you're the third sister. You're hoping Nicholas is going to come back, aren't you? Well, he did. But the third time, because the father was wondering who's giving him all this gold, the father laid and waited, and he caught Nicholas throwing the gold in the window. He was so happy, he told everybody how generous Nicholas was. It so happened that Nicholas died on December the 6th, And people thought he was so kind and so generous that they made December 6th a feast day. And everybody celebrated, and they called him St. Nicholas. And so on December the 6th, people would give gifts. But you know what they did? They didn't give gifts to exchange. You didn't put in a list and say, I want this, I want a Game Boy, I want this dolly, I want, you know. They said they just give the gifts anonymously. That means you didn't know who it was, just like Nicholas did, to poor people who didn't have anything. And that was the beginning of Christmas gifts on December 6th. Well, now it doesn't take a whole lot to realize December 6th isn't too far from Christmas, is it? So what happened was Christians began to associate St. Nicholas Day, December 6th, with a couple weeks later, Christmas, because they said that's when God gave the best gift, Jesus, right? So they began to put those two things together. And when they did that, then people began to give gifts on Christmas, but they didn't give them to each other. It was just people who had a lot would give gifts to people who didn't have anything, to kids who didn't have any gifts. Now, you're going to get some gifts tomorrow, right? Anybody here expecting no gifts? No gifts, huh? All right, too bad. All right, everybody else going to get, your guys are going to get something. I know you're going to get something. So, imagine if your parents said, hey, that's a great story about Nicholas. You know what we're going to do? We're going to give all your gifts away to kids who don't have any. That'd be really tough, wouldn't it? I mean, suppose they said, take the one best gift you're thinking about tomorrow, and we're going to give that to a poor kid. Wouldn't that be hard? What if they said, give all your gifts? That would really, really be hard, wouldn't it? You know, one year in our house, we had three kids, and Dean was about one of your ages, and he's sitting right here. He can tell you this story is true. We gave him all these gifts, and when they went back to school, his sister took his gifts to school because she wanted to show her friends. And you know what happened? Somebody stole all his gifts. And you can ask him. You can check that out. We were asking him what we did. He said we made his sister buy him another gift. But it wasn't all his gifts. He still was missing a lot of gifts. Now, suppose you did that. You said, well, that's being like God. That's giving to somebody who needs. You know, no, it's really not like Christmas. Like Christmas would be more like giving a gift to the kid who had stolen all your gifts last year. That'd be more like what God did. In fact, that's not even close enough. Let's suppose the kid who stole all your gifts last year bullied you. When you went to school, they would rough you around and they would scare you. Maybe they'd take your lunch or take your lunch money, and they would be really mean to you, try to beat you up. And then the next year you say, but I want to be like God, and I'm going to give you a really good gift. Would that be like God? Closer, but still not quite close enough. You know what it would really be like? It'd be like if you took that kid who had stolen your gifts and was being mean to you all year, and then you said, and here is something that I know you need because you don't have very much. And God has given me a lot, and I'm going to give you this. Here it is. Take it and enjoy it. And the kid said, keep your stinking gift. I don't want it. That would be like Christmas. God says in the Bible, John 3:16. Anybody here know John 3:16? Let's say it. Anybody that knows it, say it again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Means not die. That's what God did, and it says he loved the world. The world is people that hated him and didn't want him to rule over them. That said, we want to live the way we want to live. God, keep your stinking gifts. But God sent the only gift he couldn't replace. You realize God could give you anything and it wouldn't cost him anything. All they'd have to do is go, yep, make another one. There was only one thing he couldn't make again. What was that? What? Jesus, his son. Very good, Abby. He couldn't make his son over. He had only one son. So that cost him everything. Now, you're being really good. One more illustration. Does anybody here know what a pawn shop is? What's a pawn shop?
It's where somebody sells their old items and then other people buy them for more than they sold for.
Yeah, very good. A pawn shop is particularly if you had some, let's say you had some toys, but your family got really poor and you didn't have any money, but you needed money to buy food. What you could do is you'd go to a pawn shop and you would give the toy to the person at the pawn shop and you'd say, here is my Game Boy. Say, you know, and they say, okay, here, we'll give you this much money for it. Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put that in the window and we're going to try and sell it. But if you are able to come up with the money again and you want to come back and buy that, then you can buy it back. When you buy it back, that's called redeem it. That means you're buying back the toy that you no longer owned. Hang on here. Hang on under the curtain. Who's under the curtain? Come on out. Come on out. Join the party. Good. Okay. We're almost done. You would buy it back, and that would be redeeming it. Do you know what's in front of every pawn shop? Here's a picture. A pawn shop always has these things. You know what those are?
No.
I think you may know because I can give you a heads up. What are? Huh?
Right.
They're three balls. You know why every pawn shop has three balls?
No.
They stand for the three bags of gold that Nicholas put in the window to buy the girls out of slavery. That's why every pawn shop to this day has three balls, because God bought us out of slavery by Jesus. So when you open your presents tomorrow, don't think these presents are like what God gave me. It's more different, because God gave us something He could not replace to buy us back for Himself out of slavery, to live with Him forever. Because God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You guys are really, really good. Let's pray for just a minute. Thank You, Father, for so much for giving Your Son Jesus, better than Nicholas, giving for people who didn't even want You, to buy us out of slavery so that we could be Your children and live with You forever. Thank You so much for that gift. In Jesus' name, let's say together, amen. Thanks, kids. Go on back.
We come to the final portion of our service tonight. The Advent wreath here that we've been lighting all month, and tonight the center candle has been lit, the Christ candle, if you will. And from that center candle, we're about to light a couple of... In fact, this is embarrassing moment number 13 in my afternoon. Are there a couple of... Okay, we've got some volunteers to do that candle light. Okay. Why don't you... Come forward. There's four big candles over there, and then what we're going to do is light off the center candle, and then the person on the aisle, they're going to dip their unlit candle into the flame and light the candle off of that. So just bend down, dip down the unlit candle, okay? Because if you dip the lighted candle, you'll drip wax and it might hurt someone. While this is going on, we'll have a musical meditation. There's two passages of Scripture to be read, and then we're going to stand and sing Silent Night, which is printed on the back of the program. Hopefully you got one of those when you came in. So just stay seated while these are being lighted, and then we'll all stand together and sing Silent Night.
Daniel.
Ezekiel 2, verse 20 to 22. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, to whom belong wisdom and might. He changes times and seasons. He removes kings and he sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light.
Mother.
people of God, go with the blessing of the one who came in the flesh and lived under the law and took the curse upon himself so that you could be redeemed and adopted into his family. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Merry Christmas.